With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Thursday. The quiet before the weekend storm. And the band is back together. Barry is back in studio, along with myself and Nick, as we enjoyed Nick on this side of the glass for two of the last 3 days, besides the holiday. And thanks again to producer T. Scott for filling in as we had some fun and filled the huge void left by one Barry Laminack.
Oh, stop it.
As we kept track of him to make sure his whereabouts were duly noted on Twitter, the 999 challenge, a lot
nice
of hatred
enough to keep
towards
us updated.
Steve. Steve was on his hate list.
Steve.
Yeah, we thought it was Lando Steve. We were worried, but thank God it wasn't.
Oh no, not that Steve.
That's what I thought. I thought it was the Land of Steve Twitter guy.
No. There's this one Steve guy that's a troll. That's I'm assuming you're talking about when I apologized
to everybody
day.
But yeah. Well, you know how we
except Steve bleeped that guy? Yeah.
So
no,
I don't
it wasn't
know if you
Land
caught this
Steve.
Or not, because we were using the comparison.
Okay.
The day after your tweets, which again, we said, you know, whatever happens, hey, you were admittedly drinking and eating and doing the 999 challenge. We compared it because Chuck Knobloch, who evidently was drinking for the holiday, decided to go at Jeff Blum, even though Jeff Blum wasn't doing the game.
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
And went way off the grid. But never apologized and left the tweets up. We were like, well, at least Barry the next day was able to, you know,
yeah,
say, hey, if I offended you, I'm sorry, except for one guy and F you.
Yeah, well, I called him the C word. I felt bad about that, but he deserved
it. Some people can't understand normal thinking.
That's right.
See?
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, I tell you what, I enjoyed being off. I'm not going to lie.
Well, we have time for you to take off now if you'd like.
I had what?
Oh,
bye, Felicia.
I had Saturday, Sunday, Monday, to 5 days in a row.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, it was nice.
Yeah, you. I thought you were gonna do Houston game day, which I really think you should have, and you didn't. So it was quite a long stretch.
I enjoyed it though. Boy, all I did was eat, lay around the house, did a little yard work yesterday. Nothing special, nothing spectacular. I was gonna take the wife somewhere because around this time, like our anniversary's on the 1st.
Okay.
And her birthday's
Happy
on the 2nd.
By the way.
Thank you. Her birthday's the 2nd.
Happy birthday, Nora, by the way.
Yeah. And so I tried to take her places and do stuff. Nah, we just had a little staycation. Just stayed at the house and ate. Did nothing. So it was nice.
So Nick was more leaning towards a plus 15 possibility.
For pounds?
Coming back, yeah. And I was like, nah, I can't see that.
Well, I was asking over under 180, and apparently Tyler said that you had revealed it on Twitter that you were not quite at 180.
Yeah,
I thought you said 190.
No, I said over under 180.
Okay. Well, I woke up this morning at 182, so
okay.
If you took the over, you won.
I took the over, but we were kind of debating like how much weight could you possibly gain, and I accused Trap of potentially gaining 25 pounds in one weekend, but. I don't know.
It was a weekend, but Trap did put 20 on in like a couple days.
I figured it was possible, right? A guy like Trap, you can put on 25.
There's a huge
you can put on 10.
Body composition between Barry and Trap.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I'll tell you what, doing the 999 challenge, I did weigh. So I weighed myself Friday.
Okay.
And I think I was like I was like 179 or something like that.
Yeah, I think it was 178.
Might have been 178. But then I was 182 this morning. But. I started the 999 challenge, which if you guys don't know, it's 9 hot dogs, 9 beers, and 9 innings. I decided to do this. Disco Biscuit on Houston Sports and Stuff is the one that hit me to it when she posted about it. So ever since I saw that, I've been determined to do this. So July 4th is when it all went down. And I weighed myself before I started the challenge. And I weighed 179 and a half. And I weighed myself immediately after finishing that night before I went to bed. And I was like 184.6 or something. I gained like 4 pounds. No, I was 184. That's right. So I gained 5 pounds.
Is that a lot of water weight, though?
Yeah, a little bit. Because, I mean, I was still 182.
I was telling people that you had the illegitimate child of August Bush and Oscar Mayer.
Boy.
And it was 9 pounds, 9 ounces.
At one point, I think in one of my videos, I said I felt like I was going to have a hot dog beer baby.
Yeah, that's why I said that.
It was, I was so full from doing the challenge. So I started off, so my whole strategy was get the food out of the way. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I sit down. First of all, I was pissed off. I ate the night before and didn't eat again until the challenge. So I kind of stretched the stomach out and then didn't fill it with anything waiting on the challenge. And then they had a stupid rain delay. And it doesn't seem like much if it's supposed to start at 6:30 and it starts at 6:50. But when you haven't eaten in 24 hours.
So you can't start till the game starts?
First pitch.
Wow.
First pitch. As soon as he started his windup, I was chowing. I had finished 3 hot dogs before the first out.
What?
So, yeah. I had 3 hot dogs done before the first out.
Well, when you're that hungry, like the first hot dog takes like 10 seconds.
Right. Yeah, it was no time.
Yeah.
And then I think, I want to say, I'd have to go back and look at all the, but I basically had, by the end of the first, I think I had 6 hot dogs done. By the end of the top of the second, so end of the top half of the second inning, I had finished all the hot dogs and 2 beers. So I had nine hot dogs in an inning and a half, and then 2 beers. And so I basically had 7.5 innings to drink 7 beers. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, all right, that's doable.
Yeah.
But about beer number 4, I started feeling really full because the bubbles and the gas and the hot dogs. I have 9 hot dogs, and it started to become a laborious for me to try to drink a beer in an inning. Thank God my wife was my coach because she
didn't participate.
No, she was gonna do the Mexican version and try to do 9 tacos because she's Mexican. She said she didn't like hot dogs, but she ended up opting out. But she swears she could have done one or the other, just not both. I don't believe her. But she was the real MVP because about the 6th inning, I'm like, nah, I can't. This hurts so bad. I just need to take an inning off. She was like, no. Stand up, walk around. Like, I had to move around the couch. I had started burping. Made some room for more beer. Like, she was the real MVP. She was holding me to my beer per inning. She'd be like, chug that, and then we're going to go walk around the front yard. And I would chug it, and we'd go walk around the front yard. She'd be like, okay, let's go in.
The front yard is what, 1.5 miles?
An acre?
a mile and a half?
Yeah, we'd go check the mail. 2 days later, we'd come back. Yeah. Out. But, like, she was, like, into it. Like, she was, like, I would have probably just tried to chug everything the last inning, but she had me on schedule, and I did it. I finished by the, right when the last out occurred at the bottom of the 8th inning. I took my last sip of my 9th beer. So I did it with a full inning to spare. So I still had time left.
Now, were you restrooming at all during or and or after?
So, yeah, a lot of peeing going on.
Right.
A lot of peeing. And there may have been one quick little boo-boo trip in between.
But after it was over, no throwing up, though.
If you throw up, you're disqualified. That was at least my personal rule. I don't know if that was the case or not. No. I mean, like, before I went to bed, I was eating brownies. I have no idea how that happened.
Wow.
But, yeah, I guess, you know, the time lapse and then people were, like, questioning whether I could walk a straight line. So one of my strategies was, and I'm not a big beer drinker, and I was catching a lot of heat, which is why I had to send the apology tweet. Because people were talking crap about me drinking Bud Light as my choice of beer. One, that's the beer I like. And I don't care that no one else likes it. Like, I'm not drinking this because you like it. I'm drinking it because I like
it.
Exactly. Two, I'm not like a beer dork. Like these craft beer dorks like AJ and these guys.
Tyler.
Yeah. That's not my thing. I drink whiskey. I like Crown. That's what I like. And three, if I did have, like, I had some Carbach, I had some St. Arnold's, I had a bunch of other beers, but those are heavier,
yeah, they are,
than Bud Light. Yep. And the alcohol, like, you know, ABV is pretty low on Bud Light. So I thought, you know, I'm not a big drinker to begin with. I don't drink a lot. Nine beers is going to be a lot for me. So I thought, okay, it's a light, it's not a filling beer. I won't get, like, hammered and not be able to finish. So that was all part of the strategy, and it paid off. I really wasn't that drunk when I was done. I was able to walk a straight line. I said some things maybe I shouldn't have said. But other than that, I mean, you know, not too bad.
Did you feel okay the next day?
I felt fine.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was surprised. No hangover. The wife made sure I took some Tylenol before I went to bed.
Tylenol and a big glass of water before
drink,
you go to bed.
I woke up, like, throughout the night with a big bottle of water next to bed. I'm telling you, she was the MVP of this whole thing. I don't know that I would have done it or been as well off as I was the next day without her. So we did it, though.
You didn't drop a package off to get rid of all that?
No, I mean, I was normal.
Really?
I was very surprised because 9 hot dogs was. Well, I will say this. I think I could have done 12 hot dogs easily.
I think the quote that we used on air, Nick actually said that Joey Chestnut made you look like a little bitch.
No doubt. Say that. 72 in 10 minutes.
How about that?
I thought I was doing so good eating, you know, three in and out. 72 in 10 minutes. There's just no way. There's no
that
way.
Is just, and you can, and the girl behind him was like making all these like provocative faces with every hot dog and just going, oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so disgusting to watch,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and it's just...
The dunking in the water?
Yeah, every time you look at him just, like, force-feeding with a jackhammer down his throat, all these hot... You're just like, ugh, I don't know how that can be enjoyable.
I will admit, though, that, you know, with the hot dogs, I was just using mustard. Like, I tried to switch it up.
I was going to ask you what was on them, because Tyler was kind of making fun of what was on them.
So, first ones, I made a Freedom Dog. And I admit,
you had blue mayonnaise or something.
Yeah, I eat mayo on hot dogs. And you guys
food
can
coloring.
You guys can save your texts and tweets. I don't care. It's just like the Bud Light thing. Don't make me curse you out and then tweet about it later, the regretting it. But yeah, so I wanted to make a Freedom Dog. So I had the idea that I'll take some mayo. I bought some blue food coloring and then made a red, white, and blue hot dog. And that was a Freedom Dog. And then I just used mustard on the others. So that was the first three. I had two mustard dogs and a Freedom Dog. And then the second three, I just put a little cheese on them, a little shredded cheese, microwaved them to get the bun kind of soggy, because the first three were dry, like real dry. I had to wash them down with beer. But the second three, I microwaved the bun and the dog to warm it up. Much better. It was like a ballpark dog. You know how they're kind of soggy at the ballpark?
Yep.
That made it much easier to eat. And then the last three, I just put mustard on them and just
finished.
Why
are you still laughing at him?
I just think it's crazy. Just the way he's describing it, the fact that he got food coloring for the mayonnaise.
Did you see the pictures
really
of what
into,
he was wearing?
Dude, I was super into Freedom.
He was. He had the
Like, I had Freedom
t-shirt,
pants. I was called, everything was a Freedom.
Shorts, socks.
Yeah, I saw the whole nine.
I went out like that all day with my wife. I was like, are you going to be embarrassed? She was like, no. I was like, good, because you'd be embarrassed of America.
Wow. Well, at least you survived it in your back.
I did.
The fact that you had a good time eating the whole time.
I'm sure my blood pressure was insane.
I bet your sodium levels were ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah.
So good. So we're all present and accounted for. We've got plenty to talk about. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, or you can hit us up on Twitter at Barry is Funny, at The Producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Right now, I want to tell you about the great Houston Cans Cars for Kids program. Fantastic program here in the Houston area. And it's really because of you people in Houston that these kids in Houston getting a second chance at an education get the resources they need. How do you say this works? Well, let me tell you. If you got a clunker that's taking up space in your garage or laying around in the field or the driveway collecting dust and rust, whether it's working or not, you've been meaning to get rid of it and you just haven't got around to it, here's what you got to do. You call the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program, 713-225-4226 or HoustonCarsForKids.com. Let them know where you live. Let them know what you got. They'll do the rest. They come to you with a tow truck. They take it away. They do all the paperwork. They make sure you get a nice tax deduction. And if you mention ESPN 97.5, you also get a $50 gift card. Then the process really begins because they turn that clunker into resources for kids trying to get an education. That means book money, warm meals, eyeglasses, bus fare, all the things that could be a distraction that they can actually get taken care of so kids can concentrate on the books. It's a great program. Again, 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com, right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN. 97.5.
I see you there.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, the boys are back. Usual Suspects till 4, ESPN 97.5. All is right in the world. Just ask Josh Rapp, who is extremely happy that we are all back. Tyler did do a hell of a job on bump music, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, he did a good job there.
Very good. What was he playing?
Oh, just everything. A wide variety of more recent tracks. And Nick took it. But we did determine the fact that salty is the word that everybody likes to use in a derogatory fashion towards any one of the three of us. And is thrown around just way too easily when surrounding the show.
I mean, I didn't think I came off as salty, but Tyler did.
No, not you being salty. Right. I'm saying, because everybody was saying Barry was salty on Twitter.
Yeah. One, I had 9 beers and I'm not a drinker. Two, that's all they could do was talk about my choice of beer. And I'm like,
of beer, Nick? If you were going to choose one beer, what would it be?
My default Mexican beer is Dos Equis. I almost always go with a Dos Equis.
Why does it have to be Mexican beer? But that's what you
because I love Mexican beers. I like
you're racist.
I like
so
Sol.
If you're
going to
do the
999,
you're taking Dos Equis or something like that.
Yeah, okay. I think it actually would have been easier for you if you did Dos Equis, in my opinion.
Why?
Really?
I think it would have went down smoother. That's just my personal opinion. And maybe it's a preference thing.
But I'm not like I don't judge people that are into the craft beer thing.
Right. I'm with you on the fact that they're way heavier.
Yeah, but I don't enjoy the taste of some of those beers. Like I'm not a beer connoisseur. I like Bud Light. That's what I came up drinking. I've been ever since I started drinking. I drank Bud Light. That's what I liked. I'm not changing it. It's not like I'm, you know, like if I buy a 6-pack of Bud Light, it'll sit in my fridge for a month at least. Like I don't drink a lot, so I don't. You know, it's kind of like. It's one of those. I get guys that do. That's fine, but you know, it's just it's a dude thing. They were messing with me about it, and then of course with the alcohol, the anger built a little. But then I was like, well, why are you dudes all talking mess from the sidelines? Like right. You're not even doing anything,
right?
So yeah, and then everyone's like, ooh, you and AJ got into. I was like, no, AJ and I talk to each other like that all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no doubt. Like AJ and I. We say mean things all the time to each other, so we don't take it personal.
See, I could say something about a lot of my friends are like that,
yeah.
Some more than others.
Yeah.
And we're the same way. And like we've been at restaurants where people are like, why do you guys even sit together? And we're like, if we weren't talking to each other like this, we legitimately would have a problem.
Yeah.
Like somebody would have done something that has really caused a problem. That's just how we get along.
I think I told AJ he drinks like he hates himself. And people thought that was bad. I was like, nah. Because he told me I drink like I hated myself because I drink whiskey with Diet Coke.
Yeah, he still is on that.
That's no big deal.
And for me, growing up in Milwaukee, in the beer capital of the world.
Yeah.
I mean.
Miller.
Once you're weaned off the nipple as a child, you go right to Miller products. And Miller Lite has always been my beer of choice. And that's an easy one for me. And like literally, people thought, and a lot of people were offended by this, but like my dad would have guys over watching the Packers. And we'd be running around, and they'd have the big classic beer glasses. I'd just grab it.
Yeah.
Take a couple of sips. No harm, no foul. Everybody was cool with it.
Yeah.
So, you know, right from early on, I mean, and it is. Miller was like the nectar in Milwaukee. You just get used to
it. I get it. My dad's a big Miller-like guy. I don't know. Bud Light was my thing. That's what I drank. I don't know. Like, I have some stuff, like... I have a Carbock, I have a St. Arnold's, and I drink them, and they're not bad, but I don't get into it anyway, so it's whatever. Did you get my victory tweet audio?
I did.
And did you clean it up?
I did. I think you swore only twice, so we're
going to find out.
We'll find out.
Dump it.
Yeah.
You going to run it?
Yeah.
All right, so, top of the ninth, two outs, I finished my ninth beer as the eighth inning expired. So right, an inning ahead of schedule. 9 hot dogs, 9 beers, and 8 innings.
I sound I'm pretty
full.
Good. Like, I don't
I'm
sound.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm very full.
There were drunk. Others where you were a little bit.
Yeah.
This was difficult. Not the hardest thing I've done, but difficult nonetheless. And if you talk, go myself. I don't care. I drink what I drink. I like what I like. You do what you want to do. Next time you do it, let me know. Let me know how you do, okay? I don't really care, to be honest with you, how you do. All right, peace out. We did it. Boom. 9 and 9 and 8. So I'm going to go log on to the website and become a super famous 999 guy. All right, I'm going to bed. I'm going to go cry myself to sleep. Good night.
Yeah, they have this website you can log on to.
I was going to ask you, what website?
You go to 999challenge or 999allstars.com or something like that, and you can register and be in their like Hall of Fame for completing the challenge. It's funny because I was looking at, like, I wanted to see if anybody else had done it, and on Barstool they did it. Or was it, I don't know, it was one of those. But they barely finished. Like, they needed a pitching change at the bottom of the ninth with two outs to have enough time to finish. So I wasn't feeling too bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Look, I thought the
pace- I couldn't imagine drinking like a Shiner because I think that's a heavy beer.
It is.
I couldn't, or a Guinness. I
or like a
dare
Blue
somebody
Moon
to,
or something.
Yeah, somebody drink a Guinness Stout. Do 9 Guinness Stouts and 9 hot dogs. Do 9 Guinness
you drink
Stouts.
Guinness is like eating steak and potatoes, man.
Yeah.
It's too darn
like,
heavy.
Like, right. I feel like so AJ could probably do something like that. He could eat like 9 brats and 9 Guinness Stouts. He's really good at stuff like that. But yeah. I just couldn't. I had to stick.
As long as you win
I had to
a Yeti,
stay in my
Yeti
lane.
Cooler for doing it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
His barbecue challenge. But, I mean, the thing is like Leinenkugel's, which was a big beer in Wisconsin as well.
It's, who?
It's Leinenkugel Brewery.
Okay.
Which was Miller just subsequently bought it recently. But their big thing was you can stand a pencil up in the middle of the beer.
Oh, hell no. That's oatmeal.
And it'll yeah, that's like way too thick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll pass. But yeah, I mean, you got to be smart about it. If you know that this is what you got to, you know, get down by the end of the night, you got to go with something that gets down easy and doesn't feel too heavy. So you did it right. I thought once you had all the hot dogs down, that would have been for me.
The like, hard part. That's what a lot of people say. They're like, 9 beers, no problem. 9 hot dogs? Ugh.
Because I'm trying to think, do you do like... Is there any way to space it out where you do like a couple hot dogs and then a majority of the beer and then
you could do it however you want as long as you finish it all. Like AJ wanted me to have to do 1 and 1, but you can do it however you want as long as you finish. So
he just wanted you to throw up.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's all it is. Yeah,
Josh Rapp said Milwaukee's best. I mean, first of all, Josh Rapp, if you understand anything about beer at all that gives you is gas and a hangover. That ain't happening whether I was 12 or 18. So get that straight. So we got plenty more show to get to. So if you want to join us, the Astros win again. They're in Toronto tonight for a final series before the All-Star break. Hopefully Carlos Correa back in the lineup. But we can talk baseball. We can talk NBA. We can talk a whole lot more. Hit us up. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects. We've had more than usual in the studio once again because that's what normally seems to happen when you're popular. People just can't get enough of us. So even during breaks, it's like we should have a doorman checking IDs and charging a cover because it was like a parade of homes in here just now. It's just...
Well, when you complete
Tyler
the 999 challenge, you're a big deal.
You become a bit of a celebrity.
It's all about you.
Yeah.
No, Joe George comes to see me. I'm just letting you know.
he's a big fan of yours?
Huge.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, Tyler was just telling me how sad my hot dogs looked.
Oh, Tyler and Joel were getting on you about it yesterday on the show. They're like, man, those look like generic hot dogs.
They were. Bar S, $1.99 a pack. I'm not buying. Look, they were.
Were they beef?
No, they were like, whatever, just a regular hot dog. Like
the Rooter and
like
Tooter dog?
Yeah, just a regular old, you know, pig butt and everything else, whatever's in them. But no, I wasn't getting like the, because I planned this. I looked at all the hot dogs. I was like, no, I had to go with the white boy hot dogs, if you know what I mean. Like, it's skinny ones. I was like, no, I don't need those ones that plump when you cook them or none of that. And then my dumbass, I was going to grill them. And then I put too much, because I put a little Pam on the, but I was going to do foil. And I just ended up, it was just a disaster of Pam everywhere. So my hot dogs were like real. They have too much Pam on them. from just so they wouldn't stick to the grill.
Okay.
It was bad. It was a bad start, but I basically had to just dry them off. That's how bad it was. But we're good. We ate them. We're done. So
glad you survived. And
I am.
Made it to work.
Yeah.
So was the fifth
although
day.
Although you don't want to be here.
Was the fifth day of the fake.
You said you didn't want to be here.
I didn't say that. You did.
No, we said you could
I
go
walk
home.
In and Joel goes, well, I guess we're going to do the show today. Like, he was all like, what?
Did nothing
like,
of the sort.
Man.
Good thing you got here early. But did nothing of the sort. I was like getting my stuff ready to go in the studio. You're like, hey, so you're not excited to see me? I mean, what do we do, cartwheels in the hallway like the Blues Brothers?
He was like, well, back to the,
he's like that all the time, though, before the show. Like, hey, you ready for the show? Yeah, I guess so. That's how Joel is.
That's true. He's a Debbie Downer.
Then flip the switch, baby.
Turn that hat around.
Just like LeBron.
Go.
Flip
That's
the
right.
switch and let's go.
Let's do
we
this.
We can do it. See, and Nick got a taste of the medicine, too, when I said that on the show he was killing you. Because he actually, his plan of attack was he did want to come in guns blazing at you, and then once he got in the chair, he elected to not do it.
So you were going to attack me while I wasn't here to defend myself?
Well, I never, I don't know where he found out about it. I was
you
planning,
said it during a break.
I was planning on picking on you about like the video and the fact that you live so far away. That whole thing, we did tease you a little bit, but other than that,
okay.
It wasn't like my goal to come in here.
So you guys dogged me when I wasn't here to defend myself.
No,
absolutely. Actually, that's the way
what?
It works in radio.
There's a term for that. It's called cowardice.
No, it's called radio.
You're a coward. I wasn't even around.
Dude, we can't hide anything from you. Everything you put is public.
What are you talking about?
Everything is on video and otherwise on Twitter.
Care.
And then so that you were good.
When Joel was gone, I think we made fun of him.
I never talked about Joel all the time.
And when everybody's gone, if you don't show up to work in radio, you're going to get made fun of. It's just standard.
Well, I disagree. I think you got to say it to my face.
Well, we're not afraid to do that
no doubt. Somebody was asking what's tougher, the 999 challenge or the Whataburger challenge. It's funny. I was thinking about that. Was the wings that I did, that challenge, or the Whataburger challenge, or the 999 challenge?
You got to explain the Whataburger challenge because not everybody knows.
Yeah, so it's something that AJ and I made up. And the Whataburger challenge is basically you have to eat all four favorites, an onion ring, and a shake.
No fries?
No, you got to eat the onion rings and a shake in an hour. And AJ did it in like 25 minutes. It took me 50. His fat ass just plowed through it. But the thing is like full is full. You know what I mean? Like if you feel full, you feel full.
Yeah.
It just occurs at a different time. Like the 999 challenge, I think, was easier because it was spread over 3 hours. But there was alcohol involved. But I made the right choices, so I didn't get like I was worried about getting hammered and not being able to finish it. So
I think
I would say the Whataburger challenge because some of those burgers weren't that good.
I think the alcohol factor is not being respected enough because it makes it a lot more difficult. Because what at least for me, what beer makes your stomach feel like? Just drinking beer, like you can go into a bar and be hungry, but after a couple beers, like I get the feeling of being full.
Yeah,
just from the alcohol. So you do that plus 9 hot dogs. That's it's not a great feeling.
Well, yeah, it wasn't. I tell you, it felt pretty bad. But like with the Whataburger challenge, some of those burgers, like the chicken tender or the chicken strip sandwich or whatever,
right,
is real dry, and so it was real tough to eat that and three more double meat burgers or whatever they have. So difficult for different reasons. But I would have to say the Whataburger challenge was harder for me because it all had to be done in an hour.
Because when you drink too, doesn't it tend to give you more confidence? Like I can eat. Like when I drink, like I kind of can eat almost anything. It's like,
but I had gotten all the food out of the way.
Well, that was my that's right, because you had the first three.
Like,
my whole thing was if I could get the food out of the way, plus it would slow the alcohol absorption in my body so I wouldn't get as drunk as fast.
Right.
Since I don't drink a lot. So right. I was like, if I get the food in there, it'll be slower to absorb the alcohol. So I had a whole, like, I had planned. I think I did it the right way, because when Disco Biscuit did it, she said she was going to do three hot dogs every three innings. And then, if you stop eating and like within 20 minutes, your body will tell you you're full. So that's why I was like, let me just get all 9 hot dogs done. And then that way, if I do feel full, I don't have to eat anything else. I can just let it digest and just chug beers if I have to. So.
Like to me, I always see all these challenges and think I could do them in a heartbeat. Because I mean, I used to need a shoehorn to get in the bathtub as a kid. and so I always like when I go to binge eat, I can power through a lot. But I always see these challenges and go, as long as there's not the alcohol factor involved, I always feel like I could do it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you saw it on the game the other night, but at the new Braves Stadium, their $26 sandwich is actually 2 8-inch pepperoni pizzas as the bun for a 24-ounce burger with bacon that looked
phenomenal.
It looked
That's
phenomenal.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah, and I mean, they were like, and, you know, Julie, you going to eat it? And she kept saying, oh, yeah. And I'm like, don't even tease. Just go for it because that looked fantastic.
Yeah, I would do that. Definitely. The cricket thing I may be out on.
The what thing?
The crickets.
She oh, yeah. Those I'm not, nah, I'm not big on that. That. Yeah, I'll pass on that.
A couple things. Somebody wanted to know how your fajitas turned out, Nick.
I covered that. I went and did sliders and New York strips and barbecue chicken instead. So
okay.
Did not do fajitas.
This is from Buddy. He said, think Guinness is thick and heavy. Ever heard of a black and tan? Which beer is on top? Guinness is lighter than whatever lager you use, even Bud Light.
No, it's not.
I don't believe that.
I don't either.
I feel like it would.
It's not lighter than Bud Light.
Although someone did text and say, where to go? Guinness wouldn't be hard. It's a nitrogen beer. It doesn't make you feel full because there isn't CO2 in it. It is true that every time I burped, I felt like it was a new lease on life. Because, boy, that you start feeling full from the gas, the you bubbles.
Guys, you guys are DOA.
I'd burp, and it was orgasmic. It was like, but then, that's the other thing, is every time I would burp or fart, it was an adventure. It was just like, uh-oh, is this the one where I actually crap on the sofa? Yeah, I mean, if I crap on the sofa, my wife is going to be so mad. Or if I just vomit sitting here. It was an adventure towards the end. That part is true.
You were padding the brakes, like hoping not to frap.
Yes, just that would have been pretty bad.
You guys are, with all these the terms that you're cranking out, you've been listening to way too many episodes of Drink of Ages.
I thought about doing a parody.
You should have done end. That like a commercial.
I told my wife I need to do that because now I wouldn't even have to fake it.
Yeah.
I could have done that.
That would be very, very humorous.
You know, I don't even know what happened during the game, to be honest with you.
Astros won.
Yeah, but I have no idea. All I know is I was just watching inning counts. Like I know it was a good game and they put up a lot of runs. I have no idea what happened, though.
They absolutely annihilated them. I mean, last night was at least a little closer, but in typical Astros fashion, late in ball games, they just tack on a three or four extras just to make sure that they've got a safe distance to coast home.
Yeah.
It's been fantastic.
Well, I was excited just to see Springer get a couple of stolen bases. That dude hadn't stole a base all year, which is weird.
Yeah, very weird.
And I had noticed it a couple of weeks ago. But then he goes out and gets two, and then he was celebrating because he was like, well, good, me and Brian McCann are tied after his first one.
Well, we started to encourage people again yesterday and on Monday, and we continue to do this. El Jefe let us down because he was supposed to take charge of this, and he didn't. But to let Josh Reddick know that he's still red hot and on fire thanks to us. He was hitting .500 after the Grand Slam after talking to us. So we were trying to encourage people to tweet at the real Josh Reddick. And let him know that it's because of us. But last night, the best hitter on the road in Major League Baseball gets three hits again. Altuve. Yuli Gurriel's been absolutely on fire.
Yeah.
Look at all the guys that had three hits last night and the guys that were just pounding the cover off the baseball. And you realize, yes, the pitching has been a concern. But as long as that offense keeps hitting like they're hitting 1-9, you got nothing. Brad Peacock was hitting 9, got his first walk, and then raced all the way around the bases with Springer up his ass.
That was hilarious.
Which was fantastic.
That was hilarious. Yeah, I'm not worried about the pitching if they're doing this, and the fact that they're out to such a big lead.
Yep.
With 16 games over the second place Angels, they're getting their pitching back after the All-Star break.
30 games over.
It's crazy.
Now 31, right? After last night,
I believe so. The most impressive thing to me, and I wrote about this on Houston Sports and stuff today for my post. But 9 road losses. They're not even in double digits in road losses yet.
Right.
They only have 9.
Yeah.
And we're over halfway through the season. They've played 40 games on the road. They've lost 9. The next closest team is the Twins, who have only lost 15. Lost 15. That's crazy.
It is nuts. And McHugh going for his second double-A start, rehab start.
Yep.
Charlie Morton coming back for a game in the Toronto series. So the starters are starting to stack up on the recovery, and that's another great sign because if you thought the team was good now, just wait till you start getting those guys back. Even Joe Musgrove kept them in a game last night. So good things to talk about if you want to talk about the Astros, but we are here for you until 4 o'clock. Plenty of things on the agenda. 713-780-3776 or hit us up on Twitter, the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, the boys are back. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 in the twisted, wacky world of holidays. We thought we had two Mondays this week because we had Monday, and then we had yesterday, and now we have Thursday. So we're rolling along. I, last night, was covering the first night of the No Excuses Summer Pro League.
How'd it go?
Down at Fondy. Did not disappoint. They had a dunk contest, a three-point contest.
Did you win?
No, I want to let you know that I told you in the break, we had Corey Brewer on for about 15 minutes. He played in the first game, and great interview, talked to him about a bunch of stuff. And as we were talking, I was looked over my shoulder. I go, Brew, three-point contest is going on right now. You're not going to go embarrass everybody out there? And he's like, no, I'm good. I'm good. I'm like, you'd probably take them all, right? And he's like, yeah, right. I'm like, okay. Wish Barry was here to ask you about that one. Yeah, he was great. He was talking about, being an LA guy, but just what he said. The crazy thing is, and Sean Respert did the broadcast with me last night. We were talking about the fact that Corey Brewer, in his final 3 to 5 years in the NBA, has the potential to make as much money as he made in the first 11 years as an NBA player because of how much money's out there.
That is crazy.
Isn't that nuts?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just, some of the numbers that you're seeing, it's getting out of hand. I mean, you kind of knew it was going to happen.
Redick is one thing at 1 for 23. Wow. But then you're looking at a former lottery pick. And that's the crazy thing is the discreps. So you're looking at a former lottery pick like Ben McLemore, who was projected when he came out of Kansas early to be the next Ray Allen, goes 2 years for $10 million to the Grizzlies to try and prove himself. But then Kyle Korver's making $7.5 million a year for 3 more years, and that's on the light side. Yeah. Then you start looking at Zach Randolph making 2 for 24, or George Hill, who's never been an all-star, 3 at 57.
That's
almost
silly.
$30 million a year for George Hill.
That's silly.
I think one of the more interesting ones when I was looking at, because Richard Jefferson, he's returning to Cleveland for one more year, and I think he got like a 1 year, like 1 point something or 2 point something million dollar contract. And it was really, really modest. And then you look at what he's made over his entire career, it's just over $100 million. Meanwhile, Kyle Lowry just signed a $100 million contract for 3 years. So for a portion of Richard Jefferson's career, he's already made almost double, because I'm assuming, that's not Kyle Lowry's first contract. So he's almost made double than what Richard Jefferson has made. And he's been in the league less than half the time Richard Jefferson has. So
silliness.
It's just crazy how much money is.
The money that's
being
out there
out
right now in the NBA.
It's almost comparative to radio. What we make.
Close. Without having to do challenges and things to try and generate interest.
Right.
I mean, the money is sick. But when you look at it, too, it's like it's just exploded on the scene, because it wasn't like that before. But that's why we're talking about it from the Summer Pro League. Like, some of these guys, like Jonathan Simmons, was there last night. But, a couple years ago, this guy paid his own way to a tryout with the Spurs to try and make their D-League team. And now he is looking at a hefty payday from somebody, as he's still a free agent out there. But everybody is looking at this guy as a guy they want. And they're talking about some of that exorbitant money. I mean, like 10 a year for a Jonathan Simmons after he paid to get a tryout with a team a couple years ago.
And I can't keep up with all the moves that are going on. It's been nuts. I don't remember it being like this.
I told you it was better than the NBA playoffs.
It's been crazy how many different signings. I think with the extra money, teams are just like, let's just whatever, let's do it. My favorite, though, was after after Nick Young goes to the Warriors. Did you see Kevin Durant's tweet?
I did not.
He roasted him. It was on Twitter. So, Young goes to the Warriors. And Kevin Durant just posts a picture of when Young shot a three-pointer and it looked like it was going
down
and he turns around and holds the three signs up and like celebrates. And as he does that over his shoulder, you can see the ball rim out and miss. That's what Durant tweeted. And then he said, if, and that was it. It was just that. Pretty funny.
Without question.
Yeah, that he's out there roasting his new teammate by showing him, like, don't be bringing this stuff here, man. We don't do that.
I talked to Brew about that last night. And again, Sean Respert, who played 11 years in the professionally lottery pick himself and the all-time leading scorer in Big Ten history. And both of them said the same thing. I mean, when you talk about situations like that, when is it going to backfire on the Warriors? Because everybody said JaVale McGee was a cancer and it worked out. But you want to talk about maybe the riskiest guy that you could put on that roster in that locker room, it might be Swaggy P. Because, dude, between Iggy Azalea and then he got...
Are they still together?
No, I don't think so.
No, she left him because he still...
She left him?
Yeah, well, because they stayed together and then... Apparently she.
Well, D'Angelo Russell sold him out on that video too. No, but it was
even after that, she caught him messing around. Like she said that he was messing around. So,
wow.
This is a dude that has a separate house for his tennis shoes.
Really?
Yeah, as part of his house, he has a separate house, like a guest house, which is all just his kicks.
That's ridiculous.
It is, and it's Nick Young too. It's not like. Again,
I mean, it's not Jordan.
It's not Nick Young money, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, he's not exactly LeBron or KD. And KD took less so that they could take care of their bench, namely Livingston and Iguodala. Iguodala had a big meeting with the Rockets, then called off all the rest of his meetings. Everybody thought, maybe he's going to shift gears and head to Houston. And then he did that because he found out Golden State was going to make sure they anteed up to keep him. So then the Rockets went and signed PJ Tucker, which I don't think is a bad move.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
It's not Andre Iguodala.
I know.
Here's a guy that got up in Harden's kitchen. I told you, of the Harden stoppers, guys that really drove him nuts, he was one of those guys. Yeah. Jay Crowder's one of those guys who may be available now because Boston's got a clear cap space. But PJ Tucker was one of those guys, and he even tweeted it and said, if they asked him, what do you bring to Houston and what is your game? And he goes, people should probably remember me for what I did to James.
So he's
pretty happy with the fact that he would talk to him, he would physically beat on him, and he loved that challenge. And Kyle Lowry and I were tweeting, we were trying to get him on the show, he was texting with me, I was trying to get him on the show yesterday, and he was traveling, but I said, I see you lost Patrick Patterson, and I see you lost PJ Tucker, how does that hurt you guys? He's not worried about Patterson, he said, losing PJ hurts. Yeah. So that's a good get defensively. And because he was the best 2 years ago, the best corner three shooter in the NBA.
Oh, I didn't realize
PJ Tucker was.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's a nice little quiet pickup for them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not bad at all then. Good for them.
Yeah.
I was trying to keep up with that, but I'll be honest with you. I didn't do a lot of sports watching when I was on the break.
Do sports every single day. That's what you do for a living. So
I watched movies.
5 days, take some time off.
I watched a lot of space movies for some reason. I don't know why, but I watched Life. I watched Passengers. What else did I watch? The one where Allied. Have you seen that one with Brad Pitt and his wife supposed to be a spy, or he thinks she's a spy? Yeah, I know you haven't seen it, but I watched a bunch of movies.
Good for you.
Yeah,
chill.
It was nice to just take a break from sports.
How much did you listen to our program, like The Usual Suspects in particular?
How many hours are we on?
3 hours a day.
We're on 3 hours a day? Okay, I listened to all 0 hours of it. I didn't, nothing. Not a single, nothing. Shame on me, but I didn't even get in the car.
You made the right move.
Like, I didn't even leave the house, so I didn't even get in the car. I didn't fire up the app. My phone was up most of the time.
I mean, you were gone half a day just because you walked around the property. So, I mean, that's what happens when you live
that's
on a palatial farm.
That is true. You said Crowder. Did you see where the Celtics are... trying to shop him, Smart and Bradley?
Yeah, see, the thing is, and Nick and I were talking about this, it's one thing to get a guy to commit to the max coming to your franchise, but then once he commits, you got to make room for him.
Yeah.
So we were talking about it a little bit, but now it's really getting real because Utah wants to do a sign and trade where they get Crowder. The Knicks are interested in Marcus Smart, but they're saying one of the three guys has to go between Smart and Crowder and Dozier, and they were saying if Dozier
and
goes...
Bradley.
They're trying to hang on to Bradley. So it's one of the three other guys.
The thing I
but
saw
everybody
was,
wants Bradley.
Yeah, I was going to say, the thing I saw, they said they were shopping all three, Crowder, Smart, and Bradley.
Well, initially, if Rozier is involved, as well as all of the non-guaranteed contracts, they renounce Kelly Olynyk and Gerald Green and one other, that they come within $300,000 of what they promised Hayward. Mm-hmm. If you're Hayward, don't you go, okay, we're cool.
Yeah.
I'm good there. Stop there because I don't want to lose another guy if it is a quality player like a Crowder or a Marcus Smart. So you don't want to, again, it's kind of where the Rockets are. You get to a point of no return where you go, yeah, we're putting all these guys together that are going to start, but we've depleted our bench. We have no more assets or resources. And now how the hell are we going to fill up a bench and have a second unit that could be respectable?
It's crazy seeing everybody try to get creative. I like them trying to make it fit. It's good stuff. All right, guys, I want to tell you about my favorite new place to eat in Houston. It's called Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. It's located at 1901 Taft in Midtown. You need to go check this place out. It's a fusion of Southern comfort food and Indian food. You're going to love this place. And I'll be honest with you, when I first heard about it and they took me there, I had only had Indian food one time, and I wasn't a fan. I didn't like it. I mean, but I went there. I said I'd try it. I absolutely loved it. I couldn't believe it. I tried the butter chicken. It was so good. Probably the best butter chicken in Houston. And it's not just me. My friends have gone since they saw me posting about it on Instagram, and they've thanked me. You, the listeners. I've had some of you guys text and tweet me saying thank you for the recommendation. It's really good. So you need to go try it. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. They have a ton of fusion favorites. They have non-quesadillas. They have a Himalayan Heat burger that I had a couple weeks ago. It's a must-try burger in the city. If you're a burger guy, go by Cowboys and Indians and try the Himalayan Heat burger. You'll thank me later. Wings, sliders. You don't feel like chicken curry. They've got chicken fried steak. All of it delicious. All authentic Indian food. The recipes, their family recipes. They have I had this lamb vindula that is their grandma's recipe that they made for us. It was amazing. They have a full service bar. And if you don't feel like getting off the couch, don't worry. You can have Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen delivered via DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub. Again, they're located at 1901 Taft. Go check it out in Midtown. You can get more information on Facebook at CNI713. That's CNI713. Take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world with Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. There's nothing like it. And when you go, tell Hassan Imran Barry said hello.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.